Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Today, I choose to follow you. Today, I choose to give my yes to you. Today, I choose to hear your voice and live. Today, I choose to follow you.
This program is sponsored by Good News Christian Ministries, Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KOG1WO. Together with the marvelous cooperation of CFRA Radio. This is Alan Churchill speaking. Today we continue with our exciting new chapter in the history of these weekly broadcasts. While we continue to pray for our much-loved Reverend Don Crisp during his convalescence, we now have four preachers who will carry on the programs on a rotating basis. Today I have the third of these four dynamic young preachers here with me in the studio. Reverend Juliet Schimpf of First Baptist Church in Perth. Good morning, Juliet.
Good morning, Alan.
Juliet, would you please tell us a bit about yourself?
Sure. I was born and raised in Hamilton, Ontario, and I grew up attending the United Church of Canada. I then went on to study in England at the University of Oxford, where I actually accepted Christ. And my whole life changed from there on in. I started out by studying politics at Oxford, but I ended up by doing a thesis on political theology. And then I came back to Canada, where I enrolled at seminary at McMaster University. And now I'm pastoring at First Baptist Church in Perth, Ontario.
That's great. We're going to hear more from Juliet in a few minutes. But first, let's listen to Everything by Tim Hughes.
God, in my living, air in my breathing, God, in my waking, God, in my sleeping, God, in my resting, there in my working, God, in my thinking, God, in my speaking, be my everything, be my everything, be my everything, be my everything, God, in my hope. There in my dreaming, God in my watching, God in my waiting, God in my laughing, there in my weeping, God in my hurting, God in my healing, be my everything, be my everything.
Yeah.
be my everything. 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 Hey! Christ in me, Christ in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. You are everything. 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 Jesus, everything. Jesus, everything. Jesus, everything. Jesus, everything.
Juliet, you're a preacher. Can you tell us what you feel about the exciting aspects of preaching?
Sure. For me, the most exciting aspect of preaching is the subject of the sermon, and that is the beautiful and irresistible person, namely Jesus Christ. He is the subject of my preaching, and he makes preaching possible by his good news, namely, that he died for all of us. And so preaching has a power all to its own because it's proclaiming a truth universal that has stood the test of time.
Would you talk to us a little bit about the need for missions in today's world?
Well, the need for missions is greater than ever. But indeed, I like to tell pastors or churches today that they should start local before going global. Right in our neighborhoods today, we have a mission field. Canada is the beneficiary of many immigrants and refugees, and so Canadians need only look right down their street to see a mission field.
Juliet, I know that you have an interest in young people. What are your concerns about young people today, and how do you reach them with the scripture and with the faith?
It's exciting ministering to youth and young adults today because they have such a thirst for all things spiritual. They're spiritually seeking. One of the challenges is to show youth and young adults that the scriptures are indeed relevant to their daily lives. A recent survey brought out by Barna, entitled Top Trends of 2011, Millennials Rethink Christianity, shows that 84% of Christians 18 to 29 years old in age have no idea how the Bible applies to their field or professional interests. What I try to do when I minister to this age group is show them that the Bible is indeed relevant to their daily decisions concerning school, romance, career. So those are one of the challenges facing youth and young adults today.
Thank you very much, Juliet. Now let's break in here and listen to Paul Baloche as he sings a song entitled Your Name.
As morning dawns and evening fades, you inspire songs of praise that rise from earth to touch your heart and glorify your name. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save but your name.
Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nation sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save.
Juliet, would you give us the message that God has laid upon your heart for this morning?
I'd be happy to. The title of my message is Me and My Big Mouth. Have you ever said anything that you now regret? Do people ever accuse you of having a quote-unquote big mouth? If so, take comfort. The Bible has something useful and practical to teach us about how to tame our tongues. You know, it's estimated that the average person speaks approximately 30,000 words per day. Now that's a lot of talking. Of course, some people speak less and others speak more. Either way, our words steer the course of our lives. The book of James teaches that the human tongue is like the rudder of a ship. Namely, it can direct our lives just like a rudder can steer a ship. Let's take a moment to learn more about the power of the tongue, the problem with the tongue, and the partner of the tongue. So first, the power of the tongue. The human tongue is indeed powerful. Proverbs 18:21 states that the tongue has the power of life and death. With just a few words, a judge can sentence a prisoner to a life in prison. With just a few words, a school teacher can shatter a pupil's dreams. For every word in Hitler's book, Mein Kampf, 125 people died in World War II. The human tongue has the power to do many things. First, the words of a tongue can rescue the perishing. As Proverbs 14, verse 25 puts it, a true witness delivers souls, but a deceitful witness speaks lies. Second, the words of a tongue possess the power to encourage those who are burdened. Proverbs 12, verse 25 states, "Anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad." And third, the words of a tongue can bring peace instead of war. Proverbs 15, verse 1 states, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." So as you can see, the tongue is indeed powerful. Let's turn next to the problem with the tongue. We've talked about the power. Let's now do the problem with the human tongue. The human tongue possesses a dangerous power indeed, as James chapter 3, verses 5 through 6 state, "How great a forest is set ablaze by a small fire, and the tongue is a fire. The tongue is placed among our members as a world of iniquity. It stains the whole body, sets on fire the cycle of nature, and is itself set on fire by hell." Madonna has made famous the phrase, "Express yourself," through one of her songs. But the Bible makes us wise by teaching us that sometimes silence is actually golden, whereas speech is mere silver. Listen to Proverbs chapter 17, verse 28. "Even fools are thought wise if they keep silent, and discerning if they hold their tongues." You know, a woman once came to John Wesley and said, "I think my talent from God is to speak my mind." Wesley replied, "I don't think God would mind if you buried that talent." Indeed, the tongue can become problematic if the wrong amount or the wrong type of words are spoken. As Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19 puts it, "When there are many words, transgression is unavoidable." So we've talked about how the tongue is powerful, and we've talked about how the tongue is also problematic. We need now to explore what the partner of the tongue might be. You know, the book of Proverbs is all about developing skillful living. And to become wise and skillful in our speech, we need only to turn to God. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6 says, "For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth come knowledge and understanding." Jesus Christ was very innovative in his teaching about the words that come out of our mouth. He taught, contrary to the religious teaching of his day, that it wasn't what goes into the mouth that makes a person unclean, but rather what comes out of the mouth. As Matthew 15 records, Jesus taught that everything that goes into the mouth passes into the stomach and is eliminated. But the things that proceed out of the mouth are that which defile a person. For out of the mouth proceed things from our heart, things like murderous thoughts and adultery and false witness and slander. Jesus was right when he taught that the condition of our heart determines the quality of our speech. Let me say that again. The condition of our heart is actually what determines the quality of our speech. As Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 teaches, "Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life." Now, on our own, we cannot tame our tongues because our hearts harbor all kinds of sin. But if we turn to Jesus Christ, he will indeed help us to speak with wisdom and with knowledge. Colossians chapter 2, verse 3 says that in Jesus Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And so what you need today isn't necessarily education in order to be wise. You really need Jesus Christ. Have you asked him to help you with your speech lately? Have you turned to him and asked him to fill you with the Holy Spirit? For it is the Holy Spirit that is our partner in speech. If indeed you accept Christ, and if you ask him to fill you with the Holy Spirit, then your speech will indeed become God-honoring over time. It will become sanctified by the power of the Spirit and for the glory of Christ. And so today we've looked at the power of the tongue and the problem with the tongue. But we've ended by saying the partner of the tongue can be the Holy Spirit. Ask him today to join you in God-honoring speech. Amen.
Thank you for the transforming love of Jesus Christ. We praise you, Father, for the power and authority of Christ. We're grateful for showing us the direction of our ministries and lifting us up to be effective in the name of Jesus. Help us to know the wonder of your love and contribute to us and through us the evidence of the gospel. In Jesus, amen. And now I would like to invite all of who are listening to come and meet our four new preachers at a special event that we are planning for Friday, June the 22nd at 7 p.m. at Bethany Baptist Church, 382 Centerpoint Drive, Nepean. A men's group from the Capital City Chorus known as Papa's Friends will be supplying the music, and you will have an opportunity to meet everyone in the reception that will follow. So please mark your calendars. That's Friday, June the 22nd, 7 o'clock, at Bethany Baptist Church, 382 Centerpoint Drive, Nepean. Now, to conclude our program, here are the Refiner's Fire by Brian Dirksen. May you know Jesus Christ personally and profoundly. May the Holy Spirit reside deep within your heart. And may the Heavenly Father surround you with his constant and abiding and accompanying love.
Purify my heart, let me be as gold and precious silver. Purify my heart, let me be as gold, pure gold, Lord. Purify my heart, let me be as gold and precious silver. Purify my heart, let me be as gold, pure gold, refiner's fire. My heart's one desire, is to be
choose to be.
In the Morning is produced in the studio.